bounce is on the ground. It's your mum. It's your mum.
It's a red and white for us.
Okay, guys, I am so sorry. I got super caught up this weekend, and I wasn't able to get on here and get the podcast fully put together. However, I do still have the two stories for you from our listeners. I also have some dad jokes that we discussed with some of the crew at work, and then we have some stories from the men at work. So I'm hoping you all enjoy this episode. If there's any background noise that sounds kind of like a truck or a car, when we were at work, we was outside. So hopefully we can look past that. So here we go. Hope you enjoy. Coming up from Texas, we have a story from Jeremy Starnes. And he talks about his night with fireworks. And it goes like this. Hi, Ariel. I seen your podcast advertisement on TikTok, and I thought to myself, oh, but do I have a story for you. Now, me and my buddy was drinking a little, and well, a lot, and we had some boom boom fireworks, if you really need to know. And well, we thought it would be just a grand old time to break the ends of those things we like to call mini rockets. I'm pretty sure that's not what they're actually called, but who the hell cares anyway? And like I said, we had just a little alcohol in us. After we broke all these sticks off there, we grabbed some duct tape, because that's just a necessity. We tied those doohickeys together by the wicks on the end, and then the duct tape, the mason jar down too, because we didn't want them flipping, flipping over and coming straight for us. Now, my buddy seen this video where you take the can of Axe body spray, and as you're spraying it, you're supposed to have the lighter in front of it, and it's like a homemade flamethrower. Well, that's when things went south. More south than we are. We tried this damn thing, and it was all fun and games until we lit about half of those hundreds of mini rockets with no sticks. Now, we thought they would be like a big explosion, like firecrackers, but screaming, and boy, was we wrong. Them sons of bitches went every fucking where. We took off running, but there was no escape. But they were hitting the truck, the side of the house, the screen door. I look over at my buddy right at the same time. One smacks him right in the back of the head. Now, if you've never seen a more dramatic fall than Joe Biden, then this was it. He hit his knees and fell straight to his face like it killed him. He didn't even attempt to catch himself. As I'm busting out laughing, I wasn't paying no damn attention where I was going. I ran straight into my tow mirror. It knocked my ass straight to the ground. The next day, I had to explain to my boss about the broken tow mirror on the work truck. He didn't give a fuck about my black eye. Acted like he didn't even notice it. Well, long story short, don't use Axe to light bottle rockets. Fireworks are pretty fun, Jeremy. We usually do like Roman candle wars. So, I mean, if you shoot each other with a Roman candle and you get burnt, that's your own fault. But we like to play with fireworks too. And I've actually done this, but I haven't done hundreds of them. I've only done like 10. And we already know that, you know, you got to take shelter as soon as I do it. But we do have another story from, let me look on here, from Daniel Wilson. And he learned not to play with fire in this one. He says, what's up, girl? I wanted to share my story with you because I find it hilarious, even if you don't. Now, it's that time I almost died. It wasn't funny at the time, but looking back at it now, it's hilarious. We had this bonfire, right? And we couldn't get this damn thing to light. I didn't have any gas to get it to light instantly, but I did find this can of WD-40. In the truck, it says flammable on the can, and I had this idea that this will light on fire. I sprayed all over everything. We was burning, and then I was like, I'll just light it with a lighter. No big deal now. The wind was slightly blowing, and I didn't realize that it had sprayed some on my pants leg when I was spraying it all over everything. I bet you know where I'm going with this one. Yep. When I bent down to light it, it went straight up my pants leg. I know they say stop, drop, and roll, but I panicked. I started running and kicking and screaming. I finally got my belt loose, and this happened to be the day I wasn't wearing any boxers. So not only did I end up singeing all of my leg hairs off, everyone also got to see my dick. And to this day, I blame that night for why I can't get a girlfriend. Well, Daniel, hopefully you ain't give up no hope, because we all know that soft penises look like turtles and shells. Coming up next, though, we'll have our little conversations with the men at work for our dad jokes. And then it kind of cuts off in the middle because we had two different breaks, work breaks. And so there's two different conversations there. And I hope y'all enjoy, and I'll be right back with you.
That's how it goes. You ain't supposed to drop your phone. At least it landed on the side up.
Get
I was trying to get Chase to listen to my dad jokes yesterday, and he wouldn't.
Ooh, dad jokes?
Yes, dad jokes. Let's see if I can find them. And they're out of his dad joke book. Okay. So the first one says, "Kid, my fortune cookie is empty." And it says, "Dad, that's unfortunate." And then, let's see. "My dad has this recipe for lemon drops, and it's the best. Step one, drop a lemon."
It took me a minute to get it.
Hey, Chase, why did the chili competition get shut down? There was a gas leak.
Usually it happens when you eat a lot of chili.
Let's see.
This
one says, "I was supposed to meet my date at the gym today, but she didn't show up. I guess we're just not going to work out." That's a Jordan joke.
Yeah.
Do you know why cartoon ducks wear pants?
Huh?
Do you know why cartoon ducks wear pants? Because if they didn't, everybody would see their quacks. They're out of your book. "My wife came to me and said her daughter thinks we don't give her enough privacy. I just can't believe she'd write that in her diary." "My family went out for the afternoon, so I decided to cook them dinner as a special treat, but the fire trucks fucking ruined the damn surprise."
A good barbecue and fire department.
"If you have never tried nailing grape jelly to the ceiling, it's easier than raising teenagers." Hey, you know that guy that can never remember where he parked? I found out his name. It's Carlos. "I was so relieved when my son was born. It looked like he was running out of womb in there. I was scared." This one's the best one. It says, "Children left alone in the back seat of a car can lead to an accident." Well, that's very ironic, considering most accidents in the back seat leads to kids. My wife asked me what I was up to the other day, and I said nothing, just thinking. This woman had the nerve to say, "That's what I smelled burning." That one was pretty funny. Where's the other one I thought was funny? Oh, "A couple sits on the porch watching the sunset. The husband says, 'I love you so much.' The wife says, 'I love you too, but is that you or the beer talking?' He answers, 'It's me talking to my beer.'"
Sounds like me. I worked at me Saturday and said, "Honey, I had an idea." I said, "Oh, hell, hang on." I have to come back out and sit down and pop top on the beer and I drink about half of it. I said, "All right, let's hear it."
Sometimes I'll open a root beer and it fizzes so loudly that it's almost like it's talking to me, you know, so to speak. You need to read your little dad joke book. How does Reese eat her soup? Huh? How does Reese eat her soup?
How does Reese eat her toot?
Eat her soup.
With her spoon.
She knew it.
How does Reese
eat her soup with her spoon? With her spoon? Reese with her spoon? Yep. Yeah, he's like, has no clue who that is.
Hey. A lot of people like eating soup.
What?
What do ninjas and forts have in common?
Why do black people like eating soup? They can drown crackers.
Hey Chase, why do ninjas and forts have in common? The quieter they are, the deadlier they are. I think that's all of them I had wrote down. Besides the, hey, hun, I just bought a book on how to avoid scams. Best $500 I ever spent. And this one says, kid, why are you asleep on the chandelier, Dad? Because I'm a light sleeper.
Those are almost as bad as American Auto in Jonesboro. They always put stuff like that on their signs, and I think the one that's on there right now is keep Earth clean, it's not Uranus. And then on the other side it says, I'm reading a book on how to get rich quick, or something like that. And it's by Robin Banks, is what it says.
Those are all the dad jokes I had, though.
You need more. Every time I come to
I know there's a whole book of them, but that's the only ones I got out of there. Because the kids started running around. Tell me a joke, somebody. I'm bored.
I don't really know too many jokes. I'm not
Tell me a dad
person.
Joke, Chase. You're a dad now. You should have dad jokes.
Does that come installed?
No.
As soon as you have a kid, put it in the
It came with the update. When it came from just Chase to dad Chase. You're supposed to have that in the update.
What update?
The update from not being a dad to being a dad.
Well, I guess my update's slacking.
Yeah, you're like an Apple update. It ain't worth shit.
Every time Apple updates, it gets slower.
It does, and it takes 4 hours to update. Jack of the new Apple iPhone. There ain't nothing different on it besides they say the camera. How much closer can you get to somebody to zoom in? You want to go microscopic with it? That'd be kind of creepy. Maybe then we could see the coronavirus.
I know your camera is better than Apple's camera.
My camera ain't worth shit after a monkey threw it.
Why not let kids have fun?
Well, you have a screaming toddler going around, Coco Melon, Mommy, 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 Coco Melon.
That's why you
have a TV and a tablet for a reason.
Yeah, but when we're out in the middle of nowhere.
You don't see me giving her my phone.
You better not give nobody that damn phone. You paid $500 down for that damn thing.
Even the phone that I had like yours, I didn't give
to. Did you get the flip thing?
He got the one that opens the screen all the way.
Is it cool? Yeah. Worth it?
I love watching YouTube on it. Because instead of watching me like this.
Let him brag about his phone.
Oh, that's the one. I thought it was the one that folded.
Where is
Loudmouth
been today?
Turns into a little tablet.
Hey, what?
Does he hate us all? Loudmouth?
Oh, he's on the phone.
With who? His new girlfriend?
I don't know.
She got to learn to be around him anyway. She needs to learn his new true person. Is he pretending?
Yeah.
You know who the Turtle Man is?
Yeah.
What's his catchphrase?
Isn't it the yee yee?
That's it, right?
The Turtle Man. He does the yee yee.
No?
Yeah.
See, that's what I thought it was.
Look it up. That's Turtle Man. Pretty sure he does yee yee.
Yeah, but he's not famous for doing that.
I mean, that's kind of the Turtle Man thing.
Yeah.
That's where the yee yee came from.
Yep.
See, he even knows it. Look it up. You don't know. You don't know about the
famous from Earl Devil Jr.
You don't know where Turtle Man came from. You don't know anything about Turtle Man. We sat and watched the Turtle Man. He climbs in all those weird ponds and catches big ass snapping turtles.
Anybody got a dollar?
Nope. Somewhere. Chase, you got a dollar?
I might have a total of a dollar and change in my truck.
$2 on that. You got a dollar, Ron? Come on.
We poor here, bro. Yeah, I don't have
that. You broke?
I have receipts from where I've spent my money.
We got dollar receipts.
Hell, I wish I spent my money on dollars. That where I would be broke.
I don't know. Every time I go to the Dollar Tree, I still end up broke.
See, that's the thing about the Dollar Tree. I can't go because I'm like, it's just a dollar. It's just that's a dollar.
And then Chase gets mad at me. He's like, $70.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I got 70 things. Well, 65 because all that tax.
Yeah.
I got a buggy full.
I like getting snacks in the Dollar Tree. Like chips and stuff. I'm one of those people I want to eat a whole bag of chips before they go stale. The little ones are better.
Holy shit, it's loudmouth. Ain't been over here all day.
Definitely not big enough to be driving that fucking truck.
Where you been all day?
Bitch. Look at the bills.
I thought you had a new girlfriend and you were just showing off. Trying not to be, you know, you.
Well, no.
No shit. You missed out on the dad jokes.
Oh, no. Not me. Never. I tried watching some bullshit about Biden.
Should I quit watching Biden?
Well, I want to say it was 84. It may have been 94. You know, he was all against court packing. Ain't that court packing's dirty. You don't need to court pack. Blah, blah, blah. Now they're court packing, but they're not court packing. They're just rebalancing the courts. I'm like, I think you call that court packing.
No. They're repacking.
Well, I figured I was like, I didn't go to school that long, but that sounds like.
Y'all hit the source out. He's using different words.
I watched the bullshit on CNN, so they make sure that they always put the COVID deaths on the side. That way you're interested in whatever the fuck's on CNN. Instead of actually paying attention, all you know is COVID deaths. They can't be lying.
Shut my mouth. Okay. All the diseases we have today.
Yeah.
And how many people die each year from it.
Yeah.
And COVID way down here. How many people die per day from it. And I looked at her and I said, what about all these others?
They don't exist.
Did you see that TikTok where, Biden's talking about if there's so many deaths, then the president should no longer be president. And then it shows the deaths since he's been president. And then Trump pops up and says, you're fired.
Well, I mean, he swore up and down he was going to solve this shit.
Well, you know, I think he got preoccupied with the fucking Twitter shit, I think is what his issue was. He wound up making it mainstream media takedown.
I think he should
stop paying attention to his fucking.
No, I think him as a leader should be able to talk to us directly, so it's not twisted like
yes,
the media's been
doing.
Yes,
he should be, but that's like I said, that was his issue.
That way, the media's not like, no, we can't say that.
Yeah,
get the shit out of me.
You deserved it. I accidentally kicked him. He said, "You just kicked the shit out of
hit
me."
Women.
I said, "You deserved it."
I don't hit women. I just push them downstairs. Oh shit.
What?
My friend just got his license back and a speeding ticket.
Oh, I thought you had a booby picture.
Fuck no.
Chase gets mad at me if I ever send him booby pictures, especially when I wasn't working here. He's like, I can't open my phone because everybody's around me.
Hey, show titty picture. Don't be shy, Chase. I'll look at him
with
like, you,
buddy. He's like, quit sending me that shit.
I'll look at him with you, buddy. I promise. I'll be an unbiased judge
so
for you, brother.
And then when I started working here, Shane told me how much he used to get in trouble for being in the bathroom all the time. I was like, oops. My bad.
I can't do things like that with my wife because they don't damn grandkids got the phone or not. Snapchat. Hey, Bubba's calling.
Oh, what is this?
Roy?
Grandma, Papa sent a picture of a snake. I have something wrong with it.
It's an inchworm.
Chase is still over here, like, shaking his head.
You know, when we first started seeing each other, I called one night. Yeah. She didn't have a cell phone, she had a house phone. I called the phone. Swore him down, it was her on the phone. I said, "What are you doing?" She's not much. I said, "You want to come over here, get naked, let me chase you around the living room? You want to talk to Mom?"
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that would be nice.
No, huh? That wasn't a game plan.
You can hear Sabrina, "Mom, Parker's on the phone," and she just died laughing. She said, "What's he want? He wants to know if you want to come over and get naked so he can chase you around the living room."
That's when you say, "No, that wasn't me. She's lying. She's lying."
So Glenn and I call, "Karen? No, this is Brandon. Let me speak to your mom."
You going to chase her around the living room again?
What you got planned for this weekend? You really don't want to know.
Yeah. I'm going to chase you around the weekend with a fucking belt, god dang it. Where's your fucking mama?
Her and her mom sound just like on the phone.
Chase ruins moments like that. I'll send him a message or something. He'll be like, "Why?" And I'm like, "Fuck off. Fine. Fuck you too."
What's the fun in that? I got a bed.
No. I got one to top that.
No, I'll be like, "Let's go take a shower together."
I'm going to tell you about this shit one time right here in front of my family because it was interesting. I can't say it was in front of my family. It was in front of my cousin. Me and this old girl was a fucking and she put her phone on vibrate. So, you know, if her daddy called, you know, she could pick up the phone and, you know, run out. Well, you know, we was in the middle of it and I put my hand on the phone and her crack. So I moved the phone, you know, bow, right away. We was mid-stroke, you know, crush phone, move phone, you know, no problem. She goes, "Don't do that. I can't feel it." Fuck me running. I was done wrenching. All right, you couldn't feel it no fucking more. I'm out. That ruined me, boys. I was like, "Oh shit, I'll never trust woman again." "Don't do that. I can't feel it." Oh fuck, my cousin had to run till everybody he fucking run into. Let me tell you about Jordan, man. Fuck you, dude. It's not what you think. Not what you think.
Damn,
but that's how the fuck it came out. I said, "Son of a bitch." Hey, what? There's no recovering from that. You're like, damn it.
Turn to the Verizon commercial. "Can you feel me now?"
Yeah.
That's how sexting goes. That's how sexting goes. "Can you feel me now?"
Look, this little girl here is fucking tiny. I don't know how the fuck she drove here.
Huh? Look at her.
That's a full-grown adult. They got out of the driver's seat of both them vehicles so far.
That makes, I guess she's got one of them. Oh, hell. You're ringing. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. Let's go home, y'all.
I'd like to.
Jordan, tell me a funny story.
Funny story? I don't know. There's not too many funny stories.
I don't know. You've always got a funny story.
I married my first wife. I worked at this place. You come home, you're nasty. I mean, hell, you'd have sand and shit in your shirt pockets, pants pockets. And my first wife was OCD to the 10th degree.
Yeah.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah. I'd have to come home and I'd come in the back door and strip down to my underwear and I'd get a shower. Right around Thanksgiving time and all the family would come in. Well, we lived beside her mama And everybody's damn vehicle, including my wife's, was over at her mama's house. I pull in, I was 5 minutes late getting there. My, why are you 5 minutes late? And I'm like, good God, woman, traffic. She's on and 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 on. The whole time, never heard nobody else. I'm getting pissed off, so I just stripped butt ass naked, come out of the utility room, right into the kitchen, turned right into the den, right to her entire fucking face.
All right.
Her mom's sitting right here in the couch going, her daddy sitting over there at the horse laughing at me.
They were mad because the turkey was late.
You already know they was here. I said, everybody's damn vehicle's over yonder.
You said you was looking for good stuffing. I'd have ended it right then. She'd have never said nothing.
No, here I walked, proceeded, walked down to the trailer right to the back of the room.
Was you over here when we talked about the lady getting mad over the yogurt? There's a lady posted online. She's mad because the yogurt thing, I don't remember what brand it is, but they put the name of the cows on it.
Yeah.
She's mad because they were all female cows, talking about it's feminism and shit. Somebody from Texas posted on there, if it's from a bull, I don't think I'd eat it.
I mean, that's as many people who believe this shit. That's like I had a friend one time ask me, she said, you think this yogurt's good? Well, yeah. Well, it's been in here for a while. Okay, what's your point? Well, what if it went bad? You not know it's bad milk to begin with?
It's bad to start with.
I mean, it's all this clabbered milk. Nobody ever fucking ate yogurt until some dumbass said, why are we throwing this away? I mean, it's what yogurt is, the shit we threw the fuck away. They add sugar to it now. Call it yogurt. What? Clabbered milk all day.
You still love that woman.
It blows my mind how small it is.
Yeah, we didn't establish that one.
I feel like that's all kinds of fun to play with.
I don't know, you're like a giant and she's super little. That would not work out.
That's the fun. It's like a human blow up doll. Pocket Barbie, I tell you.
Pocket Barbie.